awesome announcements that you see. And aren't they doing a tremendous job? Give them a big hand. Come on, bless them. So appreciate servants of the Lord. And we remember right now our children's ministry, our nursery workers, toddler workers. Father, bless them. Our security team that is so diligent. We just thank you for the dream team, Father. You surrounded us with great people. Bless this service, Father. We thank you. We give it back to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let's welcome our first-time guests to Living Faith. Are you returned back to the house of the Lord? Bless them. Come on, encourage them. If I were to be welcomed like that, I may come back. But if it was a little bit better, I probably would come back for sure. So next week, you'll have another shot at it. Right, everybody? I hope they come back because of that. We're Living Faith Church, faith that you can see as we gather, grow, and go. Amen. Let's welcome the Facebook Live audience. Amen. They've joined us. Thank you, Jesus, that we're on the air and we're telecasting right now. You'll see your message notes drop down right now. You'll see those. You can go along the journey. But here at Living Faith, do you have your message notes? Everybody 100%? You got them? Show them to me. Hey, my brother's back. Amen. A couple of people. They look like me in this church. Amen. Good. They come back and they say, hey, that's my brother. Amen. We're all brothers. Hey, give me a good amen, sister. Yeah, good. All right. Good. A couple of things I want to tell you about. Everybody 100% on your message notes. Connection Luncheon is happening in just a few weeks. You want to see myself or Howard today, and just we'll give you information about how you can get really behind the scenes of why we do what we do, our values, the culture of Living Faith Church, how we really didn't begin in our living room in 1998 and began there. We began really in the 1920s by a lady named Amy Simple McPherson that began just feeding people on the streets of Los Angeles right before the Great Depression. And when the Great Depression hit, she was able to now feed many people because she'd already begun a ministry, and how she's touched many lives by leaving a legacy. We'll tell you about her story also. Come the connection, but you got to sign up. You're part of that. We'll tell you how we do membership at Living Faith Church and what we're all about. And we'd love for you to be part of that if you've been checking out the church. Make sure you sign up today. Amen. The next thing is Worship Wednesday night is happening this coming Wednesday. As we do the 21-day fasting and prayer, I want you to join me on Wednesday night. We worship together. Praise is great and it's awesome. It's built up because of just the intensity of just coming together for 21 days and fasting and prayer. Again, it's like that sledgehammer that keeps hitting the wall and it breaks down. It could break down for you this coming Wednesday and God's blessing could flood in. Amen. Amen. So don't discount your miracle on Wednesday night. Come back and join me. We'll worship God together. We'll have communion. We'll pray together and seek God together. Amen. And it'd be a blessing. There's a legacy offering that we just did, and Dennis Lindquist just told me that this week it exceeded over $10,000. Amen. To God be the glory. And so it's closed off now, and we'll be able to send those checks out to the John Jay Ministry that reaches Teenagers for Christ. Amen. Which I think is a Fellowship of Christian Athletes. They've been on break all this month or all these weeks, so they're going to get back to school. I'll contact them. We'll send them a check. The Go Church in Katy, Texas. A great church with Lee and Robin Brockington. It's already growing and doing great things there. They don't even have a building. They'll be meeting at Katy Junior High coming up, I think, in about a week, and they'll be using that facility. But knowing Lee Brockington and his leadership, it won't be long. They'll be breaking ground, and they'll have a building because they're a blessing that way. So your investment was a blessing. Your generosity was such a blessing. You're going to plant a church in Katy, Texas. And the third one is the World Mission Press, preaching gospel literature all over the world. It was done because of your generosity, and we're touching the world. Amen. You exceeded what we ever thought. Amen. I can't wait till what we do in 2019. Amen. This year. There's a fasting scripture that I love this season, and the Lord really spoke to me about the end of it, and it's a passage of scripture. And I took verse 25 because it gives it the thought of really the climactic end of what God will do as we pray and fast. And it says, it's not in your handout, but you can look on the screen. Turn to me now while you still have time. How many of you still have time? And Sherry Fuller and Sonia Varial and my wife Irma, amen. They're not well that I know of right now. And they're at home resting, some of them. My wife's going to be going to the doctor today even, and seeing a PA because of just symptoms that come up with allergies and that sort of thing. But see, there's time because we're praying. Amen. Give me a good amen. Do you know all those three ladies really wanted to be here, but they couldn't because they're not well? Amen. And you're in good health and you're here. Amen. So it shows, just don't forsake the house of God. Come do it. Amen. When you're well If it's a partly cloudy day, come to the house of God. Amen. Physically, you may not be able to. Thank God for what we do on internet. But you can come to the house of God when you're well. Give me a good amen. Do you know how many people want to be here and they can't? Amen. Praise the Lord. It says, give me your hearts. Come with fasting, weeping, and mourning. And tear your clothing with grief and tear your hearts open instead. And what it's basically saying there is have some humility in your life. Move away from pride and come be part of what I have, because when you're humble, you're part of Christ. Amen. He identifies with that. And so there's nothing like coming to the Lord with fasting and humility. Return to me. Return to the Lord your God. For I'm so thankful he's merciful and he's compassionate, right? Someone may not be like that in your family. Amen. Or you may not be, but God is merciful. God's compassionate. And the verse says, it says, if you do all these things, it says in verse 25, I will give back what you've lost. It's a promise of God that in these 21 days, you're going to get back all the things that you lost, all the things that you thought, well, that's just a distant memory. I used to be that. Remember when that was better? And I believe during these 21 days of prayer and fasting, again, we get back what God intended us to have, and it's abundant life, right, everybody? But we do it through prayer and fasting. It's a fresh year. I want you to reflect on the goals that you have for 2019. You may have some physical goals, like I'm going to lose this much weight, I'm going to drink more water. Those are all great things, but have some spiritual goals. Those are most important, aren't they? Amen. That's what's eternal, right? What are you going to do for God this year as you get closer and as you rededicate your life to Jesus, your family? Join right now thousands of people, millions of people that are fasting and praying, because many Christians do this, and we've done it every year at Living Faith Church, that we live a life of unstoppable strength. We live a life of unmovable faith. We live a life of unbelievable power today. The disciples of Jesus had power. You know why? Because they obeyed Christ. They did three things, the disciples of Jesus. And I think we're disciples in this room because you're in the church house at 10:30, right? The disciples of Jesus, they prayed. God told them to pray. God told them to fast. And he told them to give. That's what makes a disciple. It's not about carrying a Bible. It's really not about going to church. I'm glad you're here, everybody. That's a byproduct of obedience, of walking with God, right? Reading your Bible is also that. But if you pray, if you fast, and if you give, you're doing the three things that make a disciple, amen? And we're the disciples. We're dedicating a fresh year to Jesus. The slate is blank right now. It's clean. Give me a good amen. You can rewrite it in the name of Jesus. I want to speak to you today about overcoming true lies. Sometimes we have a past in our lives that so identifies us and so entrenched that we believe that we're meant to be that way. Because we're that way, we're always going to be that way. Because that happened to me, I'm going to be that way the rest of my life. Satan wants you to believe those lies. Do you know that? There's an enemy that's against you today. And he says, you know what? I want you to believe it so much that it becomes truth in your life. And you believe this true lie. I want to overcome that true lie today. I want you to find freedom in Christ. Right, everybody? Amen. We're doing a four-part series of overcoming. I want you to be part of every four-part. Amen. It's part one today. Every child of God today has an opportunity to overcome today. It says in 1 John, our theme scripture, not in your handout, but on the screen, 5:4 right now, the Passion Edition. You see, every child of God, hit your neighbor and say, hey, child of God. Tell him the second thing, you're looking good today. If you don't have anybody to look at me and tell me you're looking good today. Thank you. Yeah. All right, amen, amen. I need the affirmation, amen. You see, every child of God overcomes. This is what you do. You're an overcomer. You're not supposed to browbeat things. You're not supposed to play racquetball against the curb. Amen. You're supposed to rise today. You overcome. A good man gets knocked down, but a righteous man gets up again. Give me a good amen. Amen. You got up once, get up again. Amen. That's what makes you righteous today. Overcomes the world, and our faith is victorious, and the power that triumphs over the world today. Jesus helped people like you and me find freedom. Just like you and me, to find the freedom that we need. In Acts chapter 10, verse 38 on the screen, not in your handout. I love this scripture. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And he went around doing good, right? And healing all that were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. Now, I'm going to not scare you today, but did you know that Jesus had a deliverance ministry? Part of his ministry was he delivered people like you and me. No, those are the people that their head spun around and they threw up the green projectile vomiting. And, you know, we saw them on that movie and that's how it. No, just like you and I, they're oppressed. That one thing, that stronghold in their life that they couldn't shake free from, God saw it that he could deliver them. Jesus did that. And he delivered from something that held them back from God's best. Somebody say God's best. See, God's promised every one of us in this room abundance, life today. Not just life that's minimal, life that's always, it's always going to be this way. I'm always going to struggle with that thing. I got rid of this 99% thing when I got born again. But that one thing, no, that's not abundant life. Until you're free, right? In 21 days, we get free right now. In 1 John at the bottom, it says this, 3:8. For the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's works. Yeah, there's an enemy, and he destroys the devil's works. I want you to keep going through the 21-day fast. You say, well, I came and I didn't even know about this thing. We'll begin today. I'm going to tell you more about it as I speak today about 21 days of prayer and fasting. Everyone can do something in this church. Everyone that's hearing me right now can do something. Whataburger in the name of Jesus. Oh, no, not that one, right? San Antonio Spurs. Not that one, not that one, not that one. Dallas Cowboys. Oh, not that one. I'll talk to you about the stronghold of the Dallas Cowboys. Amen. Yeah, thank God they won last night. Maybe it's social media. Maybe it's something of, don't fast church. I'm going to fast cauliflower. Yeah, that would be a good one. Broccoli. Broccoli, yes, amen. Put a lot of cheese on it, right? And then we can fast it. Strongholds. I know the sheep in this room, most of us, not to expose you, because you know me too. You see me at my worst. And thank God we're still here, and you're still letting me be the pastor of this church. But I've seen you here, and nobody's kicked you out either. Give me a good amen. We all have some junk on each other, right? So we all have a fight within us. I've seen you fight. You've seen me fight. And we've seen drama. I've seen drama on Facebook. How about you posting that thing? Man, there's a lot of drama on Facebook, right? Why don't we fight spiritually? I wonder about that. You know, you fight so much in the natural. No one's going to do that to my mama. No one's going to do that to my family. Yeah, that's good. Defend them. But fight spiritually. Fight for your wife spiritually, man of God. Woman of God, fight for your family, your children. Fight for them spiritually. Is it drama-filled? Is it on Facebook? It's probably not going to be on Facebook. But you fight on your knees. You fight in your prayer closet. You fight for your children. You fight for your church. You fight for your family, right? I want you to be kind of like that funny story of that elderly woman. She was full of the Holy Spirit. She walked out of church, and she was so happy. She got home, and she's elderly, and she found a burglar in her home. And he was putting in all the stuff in his sack to take out. And she remembered the scriptures, and she remembered the Word of God, and she remembered Acts 2:38. And she said, Acts 2:38. And that burglar dropped everything and just froze like that. And she called the police, and he was still frozen like that, didn't move. And the police came and, you know, says, hey, why did you, she was an older lady, she didn't have any weapons, you had a gun and you had all this stuff. Why did you just drop everything? Says, because she said she had two axes and a 38. And Acts 2:38 says, turn from your sins. And she was telling him to turn from it. How many want to be like that lady? You confess God's word that way and you stop the enemy from stealing your stuff, right, everybody? In your handout today is our Corinthian scripture, 2 Corinthians. And Paul wrote the Corinthian church about weapons of this earth and then weapons that are spiritual. And we want to do spiritual stuff here, right? Thank God for bombs and planes and things that we do, but force field and Klingons and we're phasers and we're fighting everybody, amen? But we have better weapons than the Klingons. Give me a good name. The Enterprise, you know. Anyway, let me, before I get a Trekkie, amen, here we go. And for those that live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does against the Klingons. and the weapons that we fight with are not weapons of this world. Do you recognize that? Yeah. On the contrary, they're divine. They have power to demolish. Somebody say stronghold. And I want you to bank that right there. Put an arrow on that. Remember that. Underline it if it's not already. and we demolish every argument and every pretense. And I right there, just to pause just a moment in the middle of that scripture, the same bad habit, there's the same stronghold, that same thing that keeps us from abundant life that we can't break free from. Why is it that we can't break free from it? The Bible tells us of that. It says that we demolish every stronghold and every argument. The word pretense, somebody say pretense. It just means to pretend. And anything that pretends in our mind to be bigger and more powerful than God, it's a pretend. It's not something that's real. It's not God. And God is the one that is over everything. Give me a good amen. Amen. God is much more bigger than that. So don't let anything pretense or pretend to be bigger than God. Alcoholism, weed, amen, that you get stoned, that's not bigger in the name of Jesus. Give me a good amen. Amen. Gossip, pride, anger, amen. Let me get them all, amen. Amen. That sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And so there's this real truth, amen, before I finish that scripture, that God sees each child of God in this room, that's you and I, because you're a child of God in this room. And he sees you right now hearing the word of God. And he sees you right now more better than you see yourself. He sees you the way you're meant to be. And we see ourselves sometimes, no, I'm not that way. Well, God sees you that way. There's potential within your life today. Amen? Amen. There's something rising of faith in your life today. God sees that and you can have it today. It says that we take captive every what? And make it obedient to Christ today. And that's what we're supposed to do. Take it captive and make it obedient. Look on the big board right now. Let's give the definition, and it's on your handout today, of what stronghold means. In the Greek language, it literally means this, that it's a prisoner locked by deception. And what that means today is just the gates open and the bars, but the guy won't walk through it. He still sits in there getting the chow, acting like he's in solitary confinement, and the door's wide open. And he could walk through at any time. Do you understand that today? And that's what a stronghold is. You're not supposed to live that way. Jesus died for you not to live that way. He bled and died that you would have a better life right now, abundant life. Right, everybody? Amen. And so right now, have you ever seen something that you live that something's that's not really not true and seen it? There's no better illustration than an elephant and a baby elephant. And I think they're called cubs, right? Somebody smarter than me, amen. Well, they train them, they bring them in, and they put a chain around him because even baby elephants are pretty mighty and strong. And they put the chain around his ankle, and he's kind of rocking back and forth, and he can't move because, and they break him finally. And he grows older as an elephant, and then they put a rope around him. And you walk by him and go, you know, that big mighty elephant, he could just snap that thing as mighty as he is, but he's conditioned, oh, there's still a chain on me. You see how this life of pretend, this life that's not really there, and that's what the enemy does. We've seen documentaries of kidnap victims when they take children. Evil people take children and they kidnap them, and they brainwash them to almost believe that if they ever leave, they ever get out of the captor's way, the one that took them, that they'll die or that they'll come back and kill them. And all they could do, that's why you see these adult victims that grow into being captive and being kidnapped victims, and they grow old, and they grow older, and they've always been kidnapped because from a child they condition them. And that's what the enemy does, how evil he is, how awful he is. He conditions us. He said, you're always going to be this way. You're always going to be captive under that. You're never going to get set free. How many know you're just a few steps away from freedom? As a child of God, you can break free. Amen. You got to believe me on this. You can have life that's better. There's going to be four parts that I'm going to give you today. And as the new year, if you give Living Faith 1 year of your life will be better. Right, everybody? Amen. Give God 1 year. Belong here. Be part of the house of God and see what happens in your life. It will be better. Your money back guarantee. Give me a good amen. Amen. There are strongholds that come into our lives. And I bring they bring these symptoms. They're just symptoms in our lives. You can get free from it. But these are the symptoms of strongholds in your life. And there are extra notes. Number one is this. They cause us to feel controlled. Like, in other words, that 21-step program, hi, I'm Mario, and I'm an alcoholic. And you begin by saying that, and everybody says, hi, Mario. You know, they say it back to me. Because they're out, and everybody in the circle. Now, I love 21 steps, but I don't like when they say that. Because that's a confession. That's not right. Amen. Because they're not that. They can be set free, right, everybody? Amen. There's some principles at work, but that is not who I am. I am not an alcoholic. My father may have been that, but I am not. I've been set free. Amen? And you can be free too. The next thing that they do, I believe, is they consume emotional energy. You feel hopeless. Depression comes because you bought into the lie and you spend so much emotional energy, there's nothing left for anybody. You're depleted. Amen? And God saying that doesn't belong in your life. Let's take God's medicine right now in the name of Jesus. Right, everybody? I think they do this final one right now, the second to the final one. It's called they distract us from our purpose, right, everybody? And that's the devil. He gets like this because he's such a punk. The devil will do this in your life. He'll say, you know what? I know that they're going to go to heaven because they've learned that at Living Faith. They're blood bought and they're going to get to heaven. Yeah, they pleaded Jesus, the blood of Jesus. But that's where you arrive and you just stay there. And there's no purpose in your life beyond that. And it's this thing that's called the me gospel. It's all about me. It arrives, the message needs to be about me. I need to hear it about me. And there's never an outreach. There's never you serving. There's never you doing your purpose in life. And God intended for you to have beyond yourself a purpose. And the purpose is beyond you. It's to reach people. It's to help people. Amen. There's somebody waiting to hear your song. Aren't you glad that our worship team, they sang, amen? But they had to get out of themselves to get here to rehearse and do all the things that they do to prepare because they got out of themselves and it wasn't about them anymore. It was about you and how they minister to you, right? Same thing with our teachers, the same thing with our security team. It wasn't about them, amen? They served and all the people that served behind the scenes. Give me a good amen. The final one is this. It robs us of abundant life. And you're in survival mode. As long as we get the kids out of school, amen, and none of them get pregnant. The girls don't get pregnant. As long as they get out of school, man, and that we they don't get in drugs or get out of jail. And it's God, no. God intended for you to have a life abundant for you and your family. He wants that. Jesus bled and died on a cross so you wouldn't have a mundane. He wants you to have abundant life. Give me a good amen. Amen. Would you give God 5 minutes? Give him a praise break right now. 5 seconds even. 5 minutes we'll be here. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for abundant life. My Savior bled and died and your Savior. Amen. So you ought to get up with joy in the morning. Give me a good amen. There's an assignment. I have purpose in my life. I have something to do. Amen. And then hell would say, oh, no, they woke up again. What are we going to do? Right, everybody? You'll get that at 3 a.m, some of you. Like, you're saying, did he say that? No, I said something, but you need to listen. Amen. Don't live by something that's not true. Amen. Overcome the strongholds. In Luke chapter 11, in your handout on the screen today, verse 21, the Message Bible, Jesus spoke about demon possession, and he talked about even demon oppression here in the scripture. And it's like almost that bully that he didn't even have a mountain bike, amen? He has that little banana seat bike, and he's riding, but he's a bully, amen? He's a punk, and the devil, and he's riding by your house, and he's riding by your house, but he's big, and he has some guns on him, and he's big, and he looks like he's something that you got to, wow, I don't want to mess with him. And you start hiding all your chains, you start hiding everything, because he's going to come by and take your stuff. Right? You don't want him to take your stuff. You start hiding everything. And then he walks up to the house. He said, what's up? And he goes, nothing. You know, and you're kind of scared of him. And he banks and he stays like in your front yard and he hangs out and he takes over your house. That's what Satan does. He takes up. And the scripture says that plainly. When a strong man armed to the teeth stands guard in his front yard, it's not even his yard. It's not even his property. It's yours. God gave it to you. God gave you those children. God gave you your health. God gave you your mind. Amen. His property is safe and sound. And so he thinks he owns it all. I'm going to own him. I'm going to get his children. But look what it says. And I'm so glad for the buts in the Bible. But what if a stronger man comes along with superior weapons? You have the Holy Spirit. You have the confession of the word, the declaration of the word. You have prayer and fasting for 21 days. Then he's beat at his own game. And that punk of a devil, that little midget of a devil is hanging out. I got to say politically correct. That's little person of the devil is hanging out in your front yard thinking he owns everything, and you're going to go, no, 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 no. It's a new year. I'm doing 21 days of prayer and fasting. Get out of my yard. Get out of my home. These are my children. As for me and my house, we will serve the... We're going to serve the Lord. Yeah. This is my house. Amen. God gave me this house, and you're not going to take it home. You beat him at his own game, and the arsenal that he gave you is such confidence, it's hauled off in his precious possession or plundered. Amen. We're not going to have any of that anymore. Amen. We're going to get up. There's not going to be any depression in my home. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we're going to live better. Irma and I, for the 21-day fast, we've been praying together. And God's been doing such great things. And I just get real transparent. Some of our family members, immediate family members, and we've been praying. And God, you know, and what prayer and fasting does, it just, we had these feelings like, you know what, that guy, he deserves everything he's going to get. We had those feelings and we had those emotions. And that's never going to change. And he's never, and then we got, because prayer and fasting took over the realm and the word of God and prayer, you know what? What if that man got saved? What if that guy came to Jesus? It would change the whole atmosphere of his family. It would change everything. It would change the future. And we believe because prayer and fasting did that. You see what can happen in your life today. Amen? Amen. I'm going to give you three life-changing principles that you have in your notes right there. You'll take them. I'm going to be real nice to you today. There's only like three fill-in-the-blanks at the very... So don't go to sleep right now. Amen. Don't have that slumber spirit. Give me a good amen. That sleepy spirit in church. Amen. Stay awake in church. Give me a good amen. Amen. Stay awake in your spirit. My eyes are closed, but I'm awake in my spirit. Give me a good amen. And then they hear you snore. Amen. No. Number one is this. Take back my thought life. That's what prayer and fasting does. Every time that you're part of it, those wrong thoughts come. You hang out with certain people, the wrong thoughts come. You get persuaded. It's this thing. I'm going to head because it's that day of the week. I got to do. No, you don't in the name of Jesus. Take back. Say no in the name of Jesus. I'm going to be a godly man. I'm going to be the high priest of my home. Amen. Maybe you do something on social media that you shouldn't be messing with. Amen. I'll tell you what gets me. You know, I'm being upfront with you. Man, if the Dallas Cowboys would have lost last night, I don't think I could have preached this anointing. Give me a good nod. And that shouldn't be. Give me a good amen. It doesn't matter. Amen. They never died for my sins. Jerry Jones never, I mean, thank you know, he is what he is, but he never did what God did for me. Give me a good amen. And so guard your mind and take your thoughts back today. The news, they call it fake news sometimes, right? That's what you hear. And if in my neighborhood, I'm going to talk about my neighbors, amen, because I've been inviting them, but if they show up, I won't talk about them. They're not here today. Let's talk about neighborhood. Some people that, you know, my one guy, thank God for him, and I know when he's watching the news 24/7, because that's what's on. I know he's watching it, because you know what? He comes out, and he goes, oh, man, there's this bird flu that's coming, and we're all going to die. I go, really? Next year, it's something else. It's this other flu. It's this, oh, man, if they, you know, because all this stuff happened in the government, you know what's going to happen? And I go, you know what, man, okay, you're a pastor, so let me tell you, what do you think about that? I go, you know what, I don't have time to watch the news that much, right? So it's, what are you doing right now that you can unplug from for 21 days because you're a child of God, you know better, that would give you a better report in your head, that you could transform? Give me a good amen. Amen. I've been asked, can they be demon-possessed? Don't say anything, because I don't want you to look foolish. Can saved people be demon-possessed? And they can't, because God owns them. They were blood-bought, but they can be influenced, like I can be influenced, like you can be influenced, right? So if I smoke a bunch of weed and I try to preach, I'm not going to do a very good job, right? Because I'm under the influence of weed. If I drink a bunch of margaritas, hey, life of the party, keep pouring them. And I try to do some. I'm not going to be able to do. I'm going to be under the influence. You understand that today? If I view a bunch of porn on my phone and look at it, I'm going to be under the influence of porn, right? So you can be under the influence. You're saved, but you can be under the influence. You're not demon possessed, but that's where the chain comes, and you got to break that chain and break that chain off of my life. And do I whip myself? No. Amen. I take my thought back, life, and I'm not going to do that in the name of Jesus. Something happens, right, in your life. You got yours, I got mine, and for 21 days, amen, we make change, serious change in our lives today. Romans chapter 8, verse 5 says this, those that are dominated by a sinful nature, they think about sinful things. Well, that commercial came on, and I didn't change it. I watched it a little bit more. And it took root, and then because you didn't flip it or you didn't turn it off. But those that are controlled by the Holy Spirit, look, they think about things that please the, yeah. And the sinful nature controls your mind. And if the sinful nature controls your mind, look what happens. There is, and there's death to your marriage. There's death to your career. There's death to your ministry. There's death to your purpose. Because that's what you're controlled. Well, I'm not, you know, I just got this pride thing. There's death because that comes. It's a stronghold, or anger comes and there's a stronghold. But if the Holy Spirit controls your mind, then you're going to be kind to people. You're going to be good to people, right? And there's life and peace because of it. 21 days begins just these good habits in your life because you're replacing them with bad habits and you're doing good things. You're reading the Word of God, confessing it, you're praying. And look what happens. Life and peace comes to your life, that thing that you've been wanting. Romans chapter 12, verse 20, verse 2, the New Living Translation, but do not copy the behaviors of the world. I don't have to behave. Is there any difference than you and the neighborhood, than you and the rest of the people? You should be different than the rest of the world because you're a child and the customs of this world. But let God transform you into the new person by changing the way that you. Amen. You and I will never change our lives until we change the way we think. The novice, where everything is, you know, we're on DEFCON, you know, 3 or whatever it is. The missiles are about to launch. In other words, there's some serious stuff going on in our home. There have been times like that, just like there's been times in your home. We go through seasons just like you do. And when that happens, health crisis, or when something serious is going on, even in our church family, because we love you like our own family, everything is put away. The worldly stuff. I'm not going to listen to the radio station of that secular way. Kono can be put on hold. Do you understand that? There's even some stuff that just gets on. Because I'm in a serious battle right now. And if that's not put on hold, it's not business as usual. And there are points in your life, and at the beginning of the year, for 21 days, you put, hey, maybe I'm going to put that on the shelf. I'll come back to that. The Whopper will still be a dollar. Amen. Give me a good amen. After 21, they'll still get, how do they give 10 nuggets for a dollar? Is that real chicken? Give me a good amen. They're going to be there after 21 days. Amen. You can feed an army with those $1. Amen. You're replacing it more of Jesus, less of the world. More of God, less of the world. God must increase in my life. I must decrease. Amen. You change your way of thinking for 21 days and new habits begin, right? The second thought is this. Identify the lie, which means really somebody circle that lie and put stronghold. Identify your stronghold. What is it, that area again? Next Sunday, I'll speak of it, of overcoming addiction next week, next Sunday. I challenge you to be here. You say, well, no, I'm not addicted. Those are those people that are, you know, are buying on the stuff on the side of the road, or the cars drive by and they, you know, get the bag. No, those guys are addicted. No, you'll be surprised what addiction is. It's not what you think. The following week, I'll talk about overcoming sexual strongholds. You're thinking, yeah, well, yeah, it's going to be a little bit good, but we should be able to speak in our churches about setting the captive free. If you have instant access of porn on your phone, at an easy if you can swipe it that easy, then we ought to be able to say, this is how the captives are set free. We ought to be able to bring deliverance to our church in that area. Amen, everybody? Amen. And so I challenge you to be here. Let's see if you have the guts to be here about that, overcoming the sexual stronghold today. You have legal rights as a Christian. Did you know that? Well, I carry the Constitution in my back pocket. You have a legal right as a son of God, as a daughter of the Lord today. God gave you even rights. You're higher than the angels. Did you know that? And your access to God. Legally, you're kind of like, there's these NBA games that I watch and NFL games, and these are the massive guys, 8 foot tall, 10 foot, and they're Shaq, amen. They're 300-pound guys running around, and they're massive, huge men, football field. But they have these guys that are a little bit smaller, and there's these refs, usually dressed, with the stripes and the black pants, and they're running around. They're running, and they're watching the game so nothing happens. And what I've noticed about their legal rights is this. Those bigger men, if they do anything that comes against the refs or out of order, they have a right to call a foul on them, right? And if they do something like, even because of this, how serious it is, I've seen these guys on the NBA, they'll kind of bump these refs when they get so mad. Have you ever seen that? And when they do that, they shouldn't have done that. Because these little guys with the zebra stripe uniforms, you know what's going to happen because they got bumped into or spoken to that way? They tee it up. They go, tee, oh, that's a technical. And they go, you're out of here. And if they're an opposing team like LeBron, we love that, right? For a spur, amen. Get out. And they go, oh, technical, and they're walking out. How could a little guy that's half their size, that doesn't have the might or power. See, the devil's massive. He's been working out. He has guns, and he's might, and he's been at it longer than you have. He's been around forever, right? He's some smarts. But you, as a child of God, have the legal right. You give, really, the enemy the power that he's a toothless lion. And all you have to do is say, no, I'm teeing you up. Get out of here, devil. You have no power in my life. No power over my children. I take my legal right as a child of God. Amen. I'm blood bought. Amen. The blood of Jesus is on my children. Get out of my home in the name of Jesus. It says in John chapter 8, verse 44, when the devil lies, he speaks his native language, which is Lionese, right? For he is the liar and the father of all lies. We expose the lie, that stronghold, and we defeat the devil. That way you say, I'm not that, I'm this. I have a purpose in God. Identify what the stronghold is in your life and get freedom in Christ. Number three, finally, here we go. Replace, amen, the lie. Amen, you'll get that with God's truth today. It's a new thinking in my mind. There's a new thinking that you have in your mind today, amen. There's nothing more powerful than God. There's nothing bigger than our God. There's nothing more powerful than our God. There's nothing bigger than our God. There's nothing more powerful than our God. There's nothing more bigger than our God. No, 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 you don't know me, Pastor. That thing was huge because it happened to me when I was 5 years old. They took advantage of me. There's nothing more powerful than our God. No, no, no. I've always been that way because daddy was this and daddy was that and it followed me in my blood. No, there's nothing bigger than God. God is much more bigger than your past. God is much more bigger than that habit. God is much more powerful than that stronghold, that anger. God is much more bigger than that today. And you have to believe that. We overcome because we're overcomers. Amen. By the blood of the Lamb. Prayer can be an easy fight. If you make it that way. I love when I get intense and I have to do that. But most of the time, Satan is kind of like this imp that has allergies. And when he gets around you, you know why he should always sneeze and lose his voice and go hoarse? Because he's allergic to you. And he's allergic to your praise. And he's allergic to your prayer. And he's allergic to your confession of faith, your declaration of the Word of God. See, if you carry around a Bible and you show up to church, that's okay. That's obedience and that's all good. I'm glad you're here. But you know what the devil really gets allergic to? He doesn't like when you praise him in the storm. He doesn't like it when you worship him. He doesn't like it in the middle of your house when you turn it into an atmosphere. No, 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 no. We're not going to have that argument. Devil, open the window. Get out of here. Amen. He doesn't like when you confess that. He doesn't like when you begin to worship God in your home. Amen. Or in your car. He gets allergic to that, and he has to leave. Give me a good amen. And so get the devil allergic to you. It says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, finally, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the full armor, and so you may take your stand against the devil's schemes. The weapons that I'm about to show you, there's six of them, and they're intense because they're defensive. We're under attack. The enemy's attacking us. So we have these defensive. So when the San Antonio Spurs are on defense, when you go to the AT&T Center, they're shouting, defense, defense. You've been to a game, right? You hear it maybe on the TV, defense, defense. And so all of heaven right now is shouting, defense, defense, because they're for you. They want you to win because you have defensive weapons. And there are two offensive weapons that we have. And here they go. The offensive one says, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray. Somebody say pray. And say the word of God. Are you there with me? Yes, amen. Are you glad you came to Living Faith Church? Amen. Beth Moore says this, great author, great woman of God. She said, just don't pray and just don't read the word of God. Pray the word of God. Read the word of God, then pray it. It's okay to read God's word. You're doing great. It's okay to pray, but why don't you pray God's word? Confession. Make the confession of faith. Amen. I want to lead you in a point of prayer right now because some stuff needs to fall off of you. I believe that our worship team did it a moment ago, amen, but the devil's here to remind you, so you walk out free. Give me a good amen. Are you ready to get free? Amen. Nothing weird needs to happen, nothing, but we pray, amen. And prayer is an easy fight because you win. You get your mind back with the truth of God. You get your peace back. Amen. You get your righteousness, your right living back through prayer. Did you know that today? Yeah. Would you stand to your feet right now with me as we do this? Show me the screen right now of what the Word of God says in Ephesians chapter 6. You stretched, amen, for the ninth inning. Amen. I feel it. Amen. It says, stand firm with the belt of truth. Somebody say one.
One.
Buckled around your waist with a belt of righteousness. Say two. And you're in that place, your feet are shodded with the readiness that come with a gospel of peace. Somebody say three. And take up the shield of faith. Somebody say.
Four.
Which is to extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. And then take up the helmet of salvation. Somebody say five. And then take the sword of the Spirit.
Six.
Amen. Which is the word of God. There are six weapons that God gives you in your arsenal that the Apostle Paul saw in his jailer guard, and he wrote to the Ephesian church, and he's writing to Living Faith. He's writing to each of us in our hearts today, and he's saying, my son, my daughter, would you put these weapons on? Would you take them as a declaration? Would you not walk out exposed so the enemy's bombarding your mind, assaulting you, not revealing the truth in your life, what the truth really is, and you believed a lie, that there's not peace in your life, and God wants that in your life. So as I take you just to a moment of prayer, don't close your eyes right now. You can leave them open, especially if you're going to drive home and do this, right, everybody? Leave your eyes open right now. Let's pray this prayer today. And we're just praying the Word of God because if you're going to read God's Word, it's okay. But why not for 21 days you pray God's Word? That's what we'll do Wednesday night also. We'll pray God's Word today. And Father, I just thank you for the company of people that I'm in right now, Lord. These are the chosen ones, the ones, Father, that are doing mighty things on this earth in the name of Jesus. These are the blessed ones, Father, the ones that you sent your son to die for, the ones that you said, I've come that you might have life and life abundant right now. So with eyes wide open, we look at the screen, and I'm thankful right now for the belt of truth. Why don't you just touch your mid area right now? Thank you. Like a belt, Father, everything comes together with truth. That lie is no longer part of my life. I am not that. I identify myself with the truth. In whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You are the way, you are the truth, and you are the life right now. Amen. And it comes together with truth right now. The next weapon in our arsenal is the breastplate of righteousness. Just touch your chest right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. I'm going to live right, and the righteousness of God is upon my life. I'm in right standing with God because I'm the child of God today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, for right living right now in the name of Jesus. I'm not shrinking back from my call. I'm doing what's right in the name of Jesus. I'm living right. I'm living right not only in this house at Living Faith, but I live right in my home. I live right when I drive my car. Come on, put that on you right now. I live right in my neighborhood. I live right in my right relationships. Bring right relationships right now to the people of God in the name of Jesus, into my child's life right now. In the name of Jesus, bring right relationships into my child's, both of my children. You do that for your children. And thank you, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord. Bring right relationships. I cover them right now. I expose the enemy in the name of Jesus. Do that right now for your children. Legacy's about to happen. I believe that with my whole heart. I'm in agreement with you, fighting for your child right now, that they would have right relationship in their life. There's just something we touched right now that we're not going to get back. We have a moment of favor that we can step in right now. Listen to me. Do this. Right relationships that are brought into your child's life right now in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, I put on peace right now. You might want to touch your feet if you can. If you can't, just amen. Thank you, Lord, for the shoes of peace. Everywhere I go, Father, everywhere I walk, there's peace in my life. I create peace. Thank you, God. There's no drama in my life, Father. Thank you, God. There's not that. And then, do you want peace in your life today, church? Yes, in the name of Jesus. I'm ready to share the gospel. I'm ready to make a difference right now and have purpose today in the name of Jesus. The shield of faith, number four right now. Thank you, Lord. Lift up a shield right now. Come on. Yes, Lord. It's not there. Yes, you lift up your hand. Amen. The shield of faith. Satan, you're not going to fire those darts at my family anymore. I block them by faith. The just will live by faith. I may not see it right now, but I know that there's provision. Thank you, Father. I may not see it in my future right now. You're worried and concerned right now. Lift up faith right now about what the finances are going to look like in a year from now or 6 months. Right now, lift up faith in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's faith in God. We're doing the right thing. We're obeying God. Amen. We'll live by faith in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name, are you praying with me still? Two more. Come on. Put the helmet of salvation on. Touch your head. Amen. Don't mess up your hair too much, but touch your head. Amen. Thank you, Lord. The helmet of salvation in the name of Jesus. I have the mind of Christ. Confess that with me. Come on, everybody. I have the mind of Christ. Everybody in this room, I have the mind of Christ. I think about good things. Yes, Lord. There's purity, God. I think about wholesome things, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Take a hold of my mind, Lord. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Now the sword of the Spirit, the offensive weapon. Amen. We declare the word of God. We confess the word of God. You need healing in your life right now. By the stripes of Christ, I am healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It says in the word of God that is for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. My children are going to serve you all the days. Get back right now what the enemy has stolen. Your children may not be serving. Call them back in. Plead the blood of Jesus. Lord, thank you that my children are meant to serve you all the days of their life. That you can do that for your legacy right now, for your grandchildren, those of you who are grandfathers. In the name of Jesus, would you do that? Amen. It makes a difference. Touch our children, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. I declare over them in the name of Jesus. That the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will be their God in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Those six weapons, amen. Amen. Do one final thing. Let faith arise. Amen. Just a little bit. Let your faith rise. Make some faith declarations right now. Thank you, Lord. This will be a year of victory. Thank you, Lord. This will be a year, Father, that people are believing to be out of debt in their finances to pay off their mortgage early. Yes, Lord, I'm in agreement with that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. This would be a weekend. This would be a year, Lord, as we make a declaration that they'll do new things, exciting things for God. They'll live for the Lord all the days of their life, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. We agree in the name of Jesus. Amen. Come on, bless the Lord. Amen and amen. To God be the glory. Would you stay with me as we dismiss in prayer in this sense? Our worship team's going to come up, and I'm going to give you a good report about something, but let's pray just so we can do something at the beginning of the year right now. Worship team, are you coming right now? As we pray, let's bow our heads and close our eyes today. I challenge you for real life change at this very moment. Make up your mind right now as you did in prayer. For 21 days, if you haven't started the prayer and fasting, that you would say, I'll begin today and I'll take it for 21 days. Might be food. Everyone, you might not be able to do food, but you can do something today. That idol that I can't give that up, break free from it for 21 days. Make it a resolution right now in your prayer life right now as you pray with me at Living Faith. Yes, Lord. Stand in expectancy, Lord, of what you'll do. Jesus. Thank you, my Jesus. As I continue to pray, I always want to give you an opportunity that your spirit man comes alive. The Lord brought you here the first Sunday of the year that you might begin afresh. Your spirit man is dormant. It's meant to live and to have life abundant. It's the only thing that will live forever. Your body will fade away, but your spirit will live forever. You've never said yes to Christ, confessed Him as your Savior. This is your moment of favor. You've drawn away from God and you've gotten cold to the things of God. It's not like it used to be. You know you're far away from the Lord. You're a prayer away right now to getting close to Jesus. Not by anything that you can do. You make a confession of your faith right now. Jesus bled and died for your sins, and He died for you that you might have this moment of favor. I'm not going to embarrass you, but as you're standing right now, I'm going to ask that your hands lifted slightly, every eye closed right now, and you're saying, that's me. Would you remember me right now? Would you remember me right now? And I'll lead you in a prayer from this platform. You'll pray right where you're at. If that's you, would you lift your hand high and say, remember me? God bless you. God bless you. Hands going up everywhere. You can put them down. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. About 5 or 6 people lifted their hands. My brothers and sisters lifted their hands. 6 of my brothers, 6 of my sisters lifted their hands right now. Thank you, Jesus. The prayer is just formal right now. We pray this prayer and we say something like this. Dear Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I know that you died for me, that I might become a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. I'm going to live for you, Lord. I'm going to be a disciple. I'll follow you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. You didn't join this church. You got saved. Amen. You got saved. You didn't join this church. You got saved, and that's okay. Thank you, Father. Amen. We put Jesus first place on our heart. He's the King of our heart, right? Amen. Let's give God the glory. Come on. For new life at Living Faith. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. And may the Lord give you His peace. Thank you, Lord. That's the way we live as the house of God today. Amen. And amen. We're going to dismiss in a song. There's a connection card that's found around your seats. If you raised your hand, I'd like to know about that. I pray for those personally. Just fill those out. There's a Growing in Faith class that we'll tell you about in the coming weeks that you can be part of. It's called Growing in Faith, and you can be part of it. It's free. You can be part of it. It's 9 a.m. We're going to receive our tithe and offering. We have some first-time guests here that I'm so thankful. Listen to me, that you came, and I'm grateful for that. But for this time, would you be my guest? Would you be the guest of the sons and daughters of this house? That means the people that are, this is their church. We love this church and we give to it. I don't want you to give towards the church today, because when somebody comes over to my house, they're a guest. Hey, just bring yourself over and we feed them barbecue, right? We eat well. And so this house is that same way. You're our guest. If you want to come back a second or third time, we can talk about how you can be part of the house, right? But right now, you're our guest. And so watch right now as the sons and daughters of this house are generous with their giving, because we give of ourselves today. By the way, today, you're saying, you know what? I want to just give. I give in my tithe. I want to give above and beyond that. Would you sow an extra offering today to our clothing closet? What you can do is earmark it on your blue envelope, or you can blue mark it on your check and say, today I'm sowing towards the clothing closet. That's our ministry that we do once a month, and we open up our doors wide, and we bring in the community that wants to come in, everybody that wants to come in, and we give them away free clothing that's really good. Amen? And our people are excited about that. This is the year that we'll establish the portable building that we'll have on the property, and the doors will be wide open, and we can always come in. It won't be set up anymore because our ladies and our men work hard to set that up every month. Amen? Are you excited about giving? Let's go ahead and commit to give right now. Hold your seed in your hand, your tithe and offering. Before you give, let's give. Let's hold it in our hand. Thank you, Father, for the abundance to give in our heart. God, you've given us so much. We love our church. We love our God. We love you, Lord. And we give back. We can't help but to give back in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Wait, before you give, one more good news here. Some more good news. Can I give you one more? I was going to do it anyway. You support the Pregnancy Care Center. For your giving, you've done that for the last couple of years, and I'm so thankful for the influence of like Dennis Lindquist. He always said, yeah, we got to keep giving to that pastor, it's important. The Pregnancy Care Center for San Antonio, what they do is they intercept ladies that come in and they counsel them not to get abortion, because we still believe abortion is murder, the Bible. And I'm not, that's not a sermon or anything, but they're set up as a ministry in the medical center to counsel young women that they wouldn't get an abortion. Hey, there's other options for you. Can we pray with you? And when we first began to do this in 2013, we saved over 100 babies. Amen. From being aborted in the fetus. Now that's 2013. They just sent me a report in year to date for 2018. We've saved over 500 babies. Amen. That little child that you saved is a world changer, amen. And in heaven, you'll know about it because they're gonna, hey, you, because you gave Living Faith, amen, and you did it corporately, amen. Look what God did. He saved my life, and I became a pastor, or I became a missionary, I became a musician, and I played songs for Jesus, amen. I led my church. You just never know what you might do. This is why we give. It's not to stronghold any, strong arm anybody to give you a little video that makes you cry. It's because we're generous and we love people. Amen. At Living Faith, we give to the Lord today. Join me in giving as we worship God and as we sing to Him.